AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Biden campaigns later today in Michigan. President Trump is in Florida speaking on rights of senior citizens.
I will protect you, I will defend you, and I will fight for you with every ounce of energy and conviction that I have.
The president says he's protecting seniors during the coronavirus pandemic.
We have just finalized a partnership with CVS and Walgreens, two places you know pretty well, I guess, to immediately deliver the vaccine directly to nursing homes at no cost to our seniors.
This will take effect when a vaccine is approved for use. The pandemic is the reason the Trump administration says the federal budget deficit hit an all-time high, $3.1 trillion in the 2020 budget year, more than double the previous record. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove with the World Health Organization is worried about coronavirus spikes in Europe.
It isn't just the increasing case numbers that we're seeing. It's the increasing in hospitalization and the increase in the number of individuals who are in ICU. We know of a number of cities across Europe where ICU capacity will be reached in the coming weeks.
A federal judge ruled prosecutors have the evidence to move ahead with the case against five men accused of plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
A two-day preliminary hearing this week featured testimony from one of the FBI agents who ran the investigation, relying on confidential informants and undercover agents to thwart the alleged scheme to abduct Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. The agent testified that members of anti-government paramilitary groups from several states discussed abducting Whitmer and Virginia's Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, during a June meeting in Ohio. The judge says the five men's cases can go to a grand jury, which will determine whether to issue indictments. That's required for them to face trial. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Trump administration rejected a Russian offer to extend an arms treaty. This is AP News. A new AP-NORC poll shows a majority of Americans consider the country divided.
The new poll finds 85% of registered voters describe Americans as being divided in their values, and only 15% say that democracy in the U.S. is working well or extremely well. 65% of those polled say divisions will worsen if President Trump is reelected. That includes 91% of Biden supporters and a quarter of Trump supporters. Joe Biden had an advantage over Trump as the candidate trusted to handle the coronavirus pandemic, race relations, and Supreme Court nominations. The two candidates are competitive on the economy. Less than half of voters say they're highly confident that votes in the election will be counted accurately. Jennifer King, Washington.
Court documents unsealed in Los Angeles show Mexico's former defense secretary, General Salvador Cienfuegos Zepeda, helped smuggle thousands of kilos of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and marijuana into the U.S. in exchange for bribes. Ed Donahue, AP News.